Good evening. May I have your cloak and invitation? Thank you very much. I see you're wearing a gold ribbon tonight. How exciting. I'm sure you'll find the right fit in no time. Just a reminder of the rules for you. Your ribbon is a signifier of your chosen experience this evening. They align with the kinks that you've chosen to partake in for tonight. So if someone approaches you and mentions your ribbon, they share your delightful deviances. As always, you can stop your experience at any time, and your partner or partners will stop immediately. There are private rooms available throughout the villa, along with a few public viewing rooms for those who enjoy putting on a show. Are you ready to enter the ballroom? Wonderful. Head down this hallway, follow the music. The entrance is on the right, just through those curtains. Have a lovely evening, darling. Do enjoy your time tonight.
Well, hello there, darling. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. Sometimes I forget how easily you humans frighten. So small and delicate. My apologies again, dear. I only noticed your rather alluring outfit, and I couldn't help but take a closer look. And your mask. Such a beautiful design. I've never seen this mixture of color and pattern before. Oh, my apologies. I do not mean to loom over you. Sometimes I forget my physicality is a bit intimidating to smaller beings. Oh, how sweet of you, darling. Like the nectar of a beautiful flower. How fitting for one such as yourself, though. A stunning display of beauty and fashion with that beautiful dress. Oh, thank you, flower. I admit, getting your outfits tailored for your wings can be a bit of a pain, but it is worth it to be able to attend a dance such as this. And while we're on the subject of beauty and dance, I can't help but notice you don a very pretty gold ribbon, one that seems to match with my accessories. Yes. The gold mask and jewelry are quite eye-catching, aren't they? Though, not as eye-catching as a beautiful human amidst a crowd, shining like a drop of dew in the moonlight. So if I may be so bold, my dear, would you allow me to have this dance? Yes, but four arms just means there's more places for you to hold. And more hands to hold on to you. You can just lean into me if you need to steady yourself. There's plenty of places to grab hold of. Right then, let me take your hand. You can put it here on my hip. I think you'll be surprised that, despite our difference in size, I am quite the graceful dancer, dear. Now, if you'd allow me to take your other hand, just follow my lead. There! Look at you. You're a natural, darling. I must say, I'm a little surprised. Humans aren't exactly common in a fae court. Not that I'm complaining, of course, but I am curious. What brings you to this masquerade? Oh, I see. Well, clearly you must have been excited to be invited to this party. Myself? Oh, friend of a friend sort of situation. I've been buried in my study a lot lately, and I was invited along, and, well, everyone deserves to have some fun now and again. Yes, in my study. I'm a researcher, actually. Not on any particular subject, really, but at the moment, I'm working on a catalog of all the effects and notable places or people in the Fae Realm. Well, humans have been coming to the realm more and more, and it would be useful for them to know what sort of things are safe, interesting, enjoyable, or even dangerous for them while they're here. Oh, well, it's still a work in progress. Nothing really notable. Mostly just quick notes written in my journal. Well, one of the bigger subjects I thought would require a bit more of a focused look was fairy food. So I started making note of the food and drink here. After that, I'd probably move on to etiquette and culture, make note of things to be wary of or respectful. Oh, you flatter me, darling. Honestly, it's not much more than a pet project. Though, it would greatly help me to have a primary subject to assist me with verifying my information. Not that you'd be a subject, of course. More of a guest of scientific interest. Of course. That would be for after the fun tonight. And you don't need to give me an answer right away. There's no rush for tonight. Oh, good point. Perhaps having a catalog of the abilities of certain types of fae would be most helpful for any visiting humans. I hadn't thought about that before. Though now that you mention it, it's so obvious. Look at you, already being a great helper, devoting yourself to the project. I mean it. You could be a very valuable assistant in my study, dearest. Well, I mean, my arms aren't the only thing that sets me apart from a human like yourself. You've no doubt noticed the antenna peeking out behind my mask. Even if they are being styled to be a bit more inconspicuous right now, they're catching all the scents and smells around this room, you included. And speaking of scents, well, perhaps fragrance is a more romantic word for it. Yours is simply delicious, darling. Like a pretty flower. Did that catch your attention, pretty? Yes, you are delicate, beautiful, fragrant, like a lovely orchid. Or perhaps a lily sitting on the calm surface of a lake. And speaking of, forgive me for being so forward about it, dear. But I cannot help but keep drifting my attention back to that beautiful golden ribbon of yours. I admit, my mind has wandered a bit, imagining what exactly you might desire donning that ribbon. Should we step away from this dance and find somewhere a bit more secluded? Oh, no need to be so flustered about it, darling. If you'd rather continue dancing, we can stay here. But something tells me you'd like to take me up on my offer. No. No magic. Just basic intuition, flower. Here. Let's be a bit more inconspicuous. You tuck yourself right here next to my wing. I doubt anyone would notice you next to my frame. I must say you do look quite nice tucked under my wing, though. I think there's a lounge somewhere down this hall. Ah, here we are. Well, what's the matter, flower? Having second thoughts about following the mysterious masked woman into a room while no one's around? Oh, I'm just teasing you, flower. Though you feel a bit warmer, perhaps it was a good idea to get you out of that stuffy ballroom and somewhere a bit cooler. Why don't you sit down, dearest? You're sure you're feeling all right? All right, then. Why don't you help me out of my dress? You can pull the bow on the back, and I'll be able to just slip right out. Well, of course. After all, how else would you be able to fully appreciate my body and worship it if it's all covered up? Oh, Are you feeling a little shy, darling? It's okay. Why don't we start you off slow, then? Let me lay back, and you can straddle my lap. I'm just going to steady you on my lap and guide your hands to the bow on my back. And when you feel ready for me to disrobe, you just give it a pull to undo it, okay? Well, that entirely depends on you, Flower. Why don't we wait to see if you wish to remove our masks later in the evening? You smell divine, Flower. Your scent, your fragrance. It's delicious. I feel your hands starting to wander. Getting a little curious, are we? I can feel you tugging on the bow. Go ahead, darling. Give it a pull. There we are. Get a good look, Flower. This is what you desired, isn't it? To have a fae in front of you. Her body, yours to worship. Your eyes are darting every which way. Come here. Why don't we start with a kiss? And you can work your way down, pet. Yes, precisely, pet. After all, you're going to worship me. A proper title seems fitting, doesn't it? That's it. Now, come on up, pet. There we are. Now, before I guide you down, you're going to give me a safe word. And if your mouth is occupied, you're going to tap me with your hand 3 times, and we'll stop. Good. Very good, pet. Now, you work your way down for your goddess. Oh, that's it. No need to rush. Your goddess isn't going anywhere. Oh, and so enthusiastic, too. It's honestly adorable. Me? Sweet? How do you mean, pet? No, I'm not wearing any perfume. And if I was, it certainly wouldn't be on my chest or stomach. Careful, pet. You're burying your nose in my bush like that. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you're enjoying smelling me quite a bit. Pet? Pet? Your body is getting warmer. Are you all right? Oh, goodness, and your eyes are dilated quite a bit. Did you have anything to drink? Did you perhaps eat something before we danced? No. Curious. Come back up here, pet. I need to get a better look at you. There we are. Yes, dilated pupils, body temperature rising, and oh goodness, Flower. You're practically dripping like a faucet, and you're trembling. I wonder, Flower, dearest, is it okay if I touch you? Bring my hand down there. Oh, yes, Petal. I will be very gentle, I promise. Oh, Pet. I barely even touched you, but those cries. Oh, Pet. I think we are discovering something incredibly fascinating. But I need to be sure. Flower, tell me exactly how you're feeling and how it feels when I touch your back or here or on your leg. Ha 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 Oh my, this is amazing. It never occurred to me before, but again, it seems so obvious. I never suspected that humans could be susceptible to any effects of pheromones from a fae, but here you are. And your body has seemingly metabolized them as some sort of potent aphrodisiac. Oh. To put it in the simplest of terms, Petal, the more you breathe in my sweet scent, as you've described it, the more aroused you'll feel. Well, now just hold on, Petal. This is uncharted territory. I need to be sure that you're not feeling any ill effects. You're positive you're feeling no lightheadedness, no sickness, no nausea. It seems that the pheromones don't inhibit you in any capacity to function, but merely influence the hormonal levels from your endocrine system to facilitate the urges you're feeling now. Oh, hush, hush, Petal. I know it's so very strong. Would you like your goddess to make you feel good? You want more of my pheromones, don't you? Well, how about this? Since we don't know how your body will continue to react to my pheromones, I want to keep an eye on you and make sure I can take notes of your interaction with my body. If this is simply what my scent does to a human, I have to assume there may be other interactions that might surprise us. Here, let me just grab my journal from my bag. There we are. Now remember, Petal, that if there's something that feels wrong, you can use your safe word or tap me 3 times, okay? Oh, goodness. Look at me. Making you wait patiently on my lap, and here you've gone and leaked on my thigh. Oh, it's okay, Pat. I know you can't help it. Now that I've got my journal, I want you to resume your worship of me. Allow your desires to guide you. And let me know if you wish for anything else. Now go ahead. There we are. Good pet. Dig your fingers into my flesh. Allow your lips to show your devotion. Drink in my scent. Oh, good. Very good, flower. You're so gentle, and seeing you down there, your smaller frame against my form, though you're positively adorable. Would you like me to spread my legs? You know, my glands are actually right above my ovipositor, in that bush you so enthusiastically got a face full of earlier. So if you buried your face in there, you'd be getting my pheromones straight from the source. Do you want that, Petal? You want your goddess to spread her legs so you can worship her musk, her scent, her very being? Well, go ahead then, pet. Don't be afraid to use your tongue. That's it. Oh, so soft and gentle. I can feel you shaking between my legs, Petal. I can feel you dripping down my thighs, leaving wet spots on my legs. Do you want your goddess to touch you? Make you feel good? Well, let me glide my foot up between your legs and... Oh, flower, goodness, you're so sensitive, and you've already coated my foot. Such a needy pet. Now, don't stop adoring me with your mouth just because I'm making you feel good, Petal. You need to show your goddess your devotion. And if you're good, I'll give you an orgasm most could only dream of. Go ahead, Petal. Inhale your goddess's musk. Breathe it in. Let her make you feel good. That's it. That's it. Now, open your mouth. Good. I want you to take my cock into your mouth, Pat. I want you to take it as much as you can. Yes, I know it's big, but you can take at least half of it, right? For your goddess petal. That's it. Oh, goodness, I didn't expect you to be so warm and... Oh, gosh. Right, right, journal. I should be taking notes. Oh, don't fret, petal. I didn't forget. Let me just stroke you with my toes. Good, pet. Let's see. Human seems to be susceptible to the effects of pheromones. Interesting applications possible. Noted primary effect is an increase in a human's sexual desires and sending their libido into a state of amplified desire. Petal, keep doing that with your tongue. Sending their libido into a state of... forget the notes. I can always just write them later. It's getting hard to focus with how incredible your mouth feels. I'm sure my feet are certainly helping motivate you too, Petal. They're utterly soaked from your arousal. Does it feel good being your goddess's perfect pet? When you make her feel good, you get to feel good too, flower. Oh, goodness, such a flexible and warm tongue. Yes, 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 right there, pet. Yes, yes. Okay, okay. I'm going to take your head and guide you a little further down, okay? You can just take a little more of your goddess's cock for her, right? That's it. Yeah, that's it. There we go. Almost there. Good, good. Right there. Oh, I can hardly think. I can't resist anymore. Your goddess wants, needs to ravage you. I need to fill your throat, pretty petal, okay? If it gets too much, just tap me 3 times, remember? Though from how good your throat feels, I admit I may not last long before I lay my clutch. Oh yes, petal, my eggs. That's what an ovipositor does. Oh, don't worry, they're not fertilized. No different from eating an egg you cooked, really. And if you'd like, I can always pull out before that happens. No, petal, I think you'll really enjoy this then. Ready? Oh, yes, yes, petal, that's it. That's it. Take your goddess's cock. Let her fuck your throat. Good, pet. Oh, you feel so tight and warm. The perfect vessel for a clutch from your goddess's brood. I can feel you squirming and shivering as I stroke you. My feet slick with your need, but you're not allowed to come. No, not until your goddess lets you. And do you think you'd be allowed to come before your goddess? No, that wouldn't be right. Once I fill you, then you can come. You'll have earned it like a good pet. And that's what you are, my good pet. My pet who adores their goddess, worships their scent. And it feels so good to submit, to worship, to let yourself be a plaything for a goddess. That's right. Good flower. Keep grinding your hips. Keep fucking my feet like the adorable pet you are, while your goddess has her way with your throat. And good pets, take it for their... Take it. Oh, gosh. Gosh, petal. Hold on. I can't. That's it. Good pet. Take your goddess's clutch and feel them pass down your throat. Oh, you're squirming. Oh, you're squirming, but you're not tapping yet. Are you enjoying this, petal? Oh, there we are. Good job, Flower. Goodness, you took so many. I'm going to pull out gently, okay? Oh, you poor thing. You're still shaking, and you've been breathing in my pheromones this whole time. I mean, look at your thighs. They're so slick and shiny, Petal. And you've gotten my feet absolutely coated, but you still haven't come. Oh, come here, Petal. Lean back into me. Let me wrap my arms around you. You've been such a good and well-behaved pet for me. Oh, I can feel you squirming and moaning so much, and I've not even touched you, darling. You're probably ready to burst, aren't you? Well, I'm going to slide my hand down between your legs, and you're going to fuck my hand. Go on. Oh, that's it, Flower. Good job. Your movements are so desperate, erratic. You need to come so bad, don't you? Go on. Keep fucking my hand. Doesn't it feel good? My fingers, the warmth and softness, helping you barrel towards that orgasm you so desperately crave. Are you close, Petal? Look up at me. I want to see that look in your eyes when you do. I want to see the firework display in your eyes when your brain floods with all that pleasure. In fact, I want to see your face melt in pleasure and bliss when you finally come. That's it. Let me slip off this mask and get a good look at that pretty face you've been hiding from me. Oh, you are gorgeous, darling. That blissed out look plastered on your adorable face. Oh, darling, that's it. Keep looking at me. Keep looking at me while you come. I want to see it. That's it, that's it, that's it. Yes, that's it. Come for me. Come for your goddess, Petal. Good pet. There we go. Oh, darling, it's okay, it's okay. Just let it all out. Oh, goodness, such a violent orgasm. I'm surprised you managed to nearly wrench yourself from my embrace. Oh, shh, 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 shh. There we go. It's okay. Breathe, Petal. Deep breaths. There you are. Good, good, Petal. Just let yourself fall back into me. You're okay. I think you're going to need a moment, darling. And that's okay. You let yourself recover. Once you come back down from all that bliss, we're going to get you something to drink. And, of course, we'll definitely need to write down our findings. Yes, yes, of course. I plan on ensuring your exact words are included in the account, darling. Don't fret about that, Flower. Come on, snuggle up a little closer to me, my pretty human. Once you've rested, we will enjoy this evening to its fullest.